Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Dave Snedeker, who is Division Merchandise Manager with Nebraska Furniture Mart, and we're at the Fall NFA meeting in Boston. Dave, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. So I'm intrigued to catch up with you and primarily want to talk to you about Dallas and see how that's going. But first, let's just talk about Nebraska Furniture Mart. Most people know that you have three very large stores that have an interesting mix. They sell furniture, appliances, and floor covering. It's a Berkshire Hathaway property. Our estimate is that you primarily, out of those three stores, do about $80 million. So it's a very successful floor covering retail outlet. Do I have that fairly accurate?
It's pretty close, yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you how business was doing. As most people would know, your stores are in Kansas City, Des Moines, and Omaha, Nebraska. So how's business?
Business is very good. It's been a great year. We're running double digits up for the year, and we haven't really seen any kind of tail off as far as business goes this year yet.
And as far as the mix of products and what's selling, is there anything worth commenting about, any changes?
I would say that the biggest comment is that carpet is doing so well. It's been a really good year for hard surfaces, obviously, but it's been very strong for carpet as of late.
Well, I think one of your unique selling propositions is that you do offer credit. Again, you have a great mix. You're able to sell furniture and flooring, and you do a lot of promotion and advertising, don't you?
Yeah, we're very aggressive when it comes to marketing, and we really attack all phases, the print, digital, even the social media. So we believe in strong, aggressive advertising, and I think that's what's helped us through this last few years.
And if you could quantify the delta between this year and last year as a percentage, what would you say your growth is?
Well, we're running at about 15%.
Okay, that's fantastic. All right, so let's talk about Dallas. That's the most exciting thing. I know you did an exhaustive search several years ago to try to determine what the next market would be. I know this is a huge investment for you guys to go and build a fourth store. Tell us a little bit about your store, the footprint, and what goes into deciding the next location.
Well, we do a lot of market research as far as what's going to be the right mix for our store, the right market that's got our mix best represented. And we had several locations that we looked at, three key locations, and Dallas just seemed to be the right fit for us. The store itself will be 1.9 million square feet when it's finished, 1.3 million feet in the warehouse, and 560,000 square feet of retail.
And so the flooring department itself, how big will it be?
Well, it'll be about the same size as our Kansas City location, about 35,000 feet.
What's the timing on when the store will open?
Store will open, we're narrowing it down to about the spring of 2015.
And it's already, you've got a slab poured and there's walls coming up right now, right?
Yeah, we're doing the tilt-up walls. I would say they're probably somewhere between half and three-fourths done on that. But we haven't started pouring the concrete yet for the floors. And they're starting to put the roofs up.
And this area of Dallas, talk a little bit about that. It's up on the northeast side, isn't it?
It's the Colony, and our store is located, we have about 1.6 miles of frontage on Sam Rayburn 121, so we've got great access to a major, major highway, plus we've got two other major highways on kind of all sides of us, so great place. It's kind of already a developed area, which is different than the Kansas City store was, and we're really, really excited about this store.
Now, I've been to the Kansas City store, and I guess you would position that as being somewhat of a destination because you have, I mean, families can go there for the weekend and shop at your store, but also across the street is an amusement water park kind of thing. Is there going to be that kind of setup down in Dallas?
Well, eventually, yes. We actually own the development, so that the development sits on 433 acres, about 100 of which we're going to take, and then we're working with other retailers and other destination spots to come in and fill out the rest of what will be called Grandscape.
You know, most of your stores up to this point have been in the Midwest, and now you're going to be down in Dallas. You know, I guess you're going to probably have to look at your mix and alter the mix a little bit based on what sells in Dallas, right?
Well, localization is really key. So we've done some research. We're going to continue to do research. But, you know, we've got great vendor partners, and they help us with that. And that's one of the key elements, I think, of this, and especially of like the NFA, is working with good people, good vendor partners, good retail partners that kind of help us with those kind of answers so that we make sure that we're right when we open.
Have you already been told some things that might be a little bit different about the Dallas as far as floor covering versus where your existing business is?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key things is in our area, solid wood is a very big seller because we have basements there. it's all slab in Dallas. So there's an automatic difference that we have to adjust for.
And also, I guess ceramic tile would be more popular in Dallas.
Absolutely. We have to get a lot better at ceramic tile because that's a huge market, and the tile is much bigger there than it is in Omaha.
So you mentioned a minute ago that we are at the NFA meeting, and we've been through a couple of days of meetings here. Why don't you give us a little bit of what you see your benefit is for being a member of this?
It's growing the partnerships together. Each of the vendors that are here for this meeting, it's all about growing the business, but it's all about networking and becoming better partners together through interaction and collaboration.
Without getting into too many specifics, are you going to buy some products while you're here?
I did buy some products while I was here. Yeah, absolutely. They brought some really good specials for us. And the exciting thing is to see all the new stuff, and especially some new Stainmaster samples, which will be a great benefit to us. We're very, very, very excited about that.
And you do put a focus on Stainmaster in your stores, don't you?
Yes, we're SFC stores in all of our locations, and we will be in Dallas as well.
Okay, great, Dave. Good to talk to you again. I've been talking to Dave Snedeker, who is Division Merchandise Manager with Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.